You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
250 jobs to go, $84 million to be found out of the budget of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. So what do we look like at the end of that? David Anderson is the ABC Managing Director. David, good to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
Why were you unable to convince the government that an organisation that's been found to have saved lives during the bushfires and is the most trusted news organisation for more than 80% of Australians should have been spared these cuts?
Well, Virginia, we did our best. It wasn't for lack of trying to make the case, made it in a number of different ways. Ita and I had, we've met with the Prime Minister, the Minister a number of times.
Do they just not believe us?
Oh, no, they believe us, and they value the ABC greatly. There is a budget reality that we face, though, and that our indexation was paused, creating that $84 million gap that was there for 3 years and then results in a $41 million a year reduction in the money that we otherwise would have had.
Can we meet the needs of the charter, the obligations there, and the needs of our audiences, our very diverse audiences, with 250 people gone?
Look, we think we can, but it doesn't happen without it affecting content. And we were quite clear all along about the effect that was going to have.
Yes.
After years of budget reduction, that where we took as much as we could out of other areas and spare content as much as possible, that this time round that it was going to have an impact on the content that we produce. And it is an incredibly difficult decision to make. And, of course, at the end of it, up to 250 people is also awful. People who have served the ABC and the Australian public really well, outstandingly well, that we'll have to say goodbye to.
And in the context of a pandemic and a recession and so many people across Australia losing their jobs, that argument just did not land with the federal government?
No, it didn't.
Let's talk about cutting the 7:45 a.m. news bulletin. And I know that there's resistance within the ABC to this being discussed to this extent, but I have to tell you, and sitting in the chair that I do, David Anderson, you'll understand how much this means to my audience in particular. I understand it saves a little more than $1 million, maybe just on $1 million. Yet the impact, the reach, the service provision for rural regional communities, for suburban communities around the country, the loss of goodwill, all of that's going to be massive. On reflection, is that really a cost-effective cut?
Virginia, well, a couple of things. Any service that you withdraw is awful. It's terrible. We have audiences everywhere that rely on us for a lot of information. The saving is actually closer to $2 million. We're putting reinvestment back into on-demand news services, which means not only are we shifting our investment towards on-demand as people have an uptake in.
But as a budget line item, I understand it's about $1 million. Not in terms of what you might gain from reinvesting, but the line item.
That is the net reduction after reinvestment.
Right,
but
okay.
The effect here on good people who do a great job in audio news and current affairs is more like a $2 million saving before we do the reinvestment.
In any case, just the question about it being cost effective in terms of what you're going to lose.
Well, Virginia, when you look at all the options that we have, and they're all terrible options, we do know that there is a peak listening period for local radio that is at 7:45 in the morning. But we have noticed that has reduced its reach into the Australian population over the last 4 or 5 years. Now, the peak listening period varies from city to city. So there in Melbourne, the peak listening period on local radio is actually at 9 a.m. In Brisbane, it's at 7 a.m. So different cities engage in different ways. And we still have a 10-minute news bulletin at 7. We'll now have a 5-minute bulletin at 8. We have news radio, and we'd look to bolster what we have elsewhere through RN Breakfast, through the World Today, PM. We've got, as I said, news radio that sits there. We've got our news channel as well as news digital. I do appreciate that it is changed. There are people, I understand, that set their mornings by that 7:45 bulletin. But we think that through expertise, such as yourself, Virginia, expert broadcasters who will relay news and information and talk about it with the communities that you're talking to, a trusted voice, that will be there instead.
That's a very different prospect, though, and we offer that in any case. I'm still here doing exactly that, and that's very different to that turn-on factor for news. And as I'm looking at the data as given to me by ABC headquarters, and peak listening across ABC local radio, the national network in 2019, Monday to Friday, weekly reach, it's still during the 7:45 news bulletin. That do you not acknowledge that that is a turn-on factor for all of these important local radio networks right across the country, and that's being downgraded now?
I do acknowledge that, Virginia, and I'm not shying away from the fact that this was a really difficult decision. There's a lot of really difficult decisions that we announced yesterday, but something has to go. And you know, there are audiences attached to many things that we have. We still want to remain local. We protected jobs throughout regional Australia. We're in 48 regional locations. I think it's incredibly important that we remain present where we are, speaking to those audiences. And those audiences don't necessarily have to log on to something to actually get their headlines, but I do appreciate the change and the adjustment that people will have to make for it.
I'm glad you mentioned logging on, because the decision is almost as if, because we hear the rhetoric that's coming from the ABC and from the head of news, in particular Gavin Morris, who argues that the other radio bulletins will do instead. It's as if we refuse to acknowledge the massive digital divide in this country, and we're just digging into it, because the push is for online. It's one I completely understand, and I'm online as well. But I also know that the digital divide and the lack of access in all those rural and regional communities that matter so much to you, David Anderson, they can't log on in that way. So, again, I wonder if this is a mistaken decision.
No, it's a decision that we've made, Virginia, and I do respect that, which is, again, why we still have the AM services we do throughout regional Australia. I know that they depend on us. I think we've got 49 AM transmitters where the ABC is the only thing coming off that mast. So it's important that we stay there, and that's why we protect some things, but others, just simply, decisions had to be made. And part of our strategy for the future is to remain as local as possible. Hence, we want to stay in regional Australia. And if I had, well, the strategy calls for actually us to service outer suburban areas as well as we service the cities and some of our regional cities and towns. So we want to be more local into the future, which is going to be something that I think that we should be pursuing over time. I think AM radio is a big part of what we do. It's still there. We just will have less headlines in the morning.
A key part of your stated strategy is to attract younger audiences, and you've acknowledged, the ABC has acknowledged, that ABC Life, which is to be slashed and repositioned, was doing exactly that. It was actually attracting a younger audience. So that decision doesn't seem to make complete sense, David Anderson.
We try to reach younger audiences right across the ABC in many different ways. And ABC Life, it was an experiment. It was launched a few years ago, and a team of nearly 30 people that were looking after that. That team has reduced in size. It is finding a younger audience. But we think that could evolve to a better proposition that is broader, still carrying some lifestyle content, but leveraging off the people that we have throughout regional Australia, as we were just talking about before. Those feature reporters that we've got that tell fantastic stories around the country. We do have individual, so out of our 56 local radio stations, we do have individual sites for them to post to, but predominantly that engagement sits with Facebook. What we want to be able to do is have one destination nationally for all of those stories to be in, which is why we've put forward a proposal for a reduction in size of that team. And I want to be sensitive here, because there are people losing their jobs through this process right across the ABC. So I don't want to be disparaging towards anybody. Yes, they did the job that they were asked to do. But unfortunately, we have to do two things. We have to make sure that we're connecting with Australians right around the country, and we need to find savings. And again, I would not like to be cutting content in any way, shape or form, but the reality we face is that we simply have to.
I'm glad you could join us today, David Anderson. Thank you.